My God shall supply all of my
needs,
according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all of my need, according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Your God shall supply all of your need, according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, his grace is sufficient for all of us. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, his grace is sufficient for us. Our God shall supply all of our need, according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over us. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for us, for us, for us. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, this is Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry reaching you on the platform of Blog Talk Radio. Today is another bright day again. This morning I woke up and the Lord gave me this song, Jehovah Jireh Cares For You. It's a popular song we have all sang before, but this morning the Holy Spirit just quickened that song in my spirit as I woke up about an hour ago. It said, Jehovah Jireh cares for us. Jehovah Jireh, he cares for us. He knows our need. He knows our problem. He's our God. He's our Father. He's our mother. He's our brother. He's our doctor. He's your pharmacist. He's your lawyer. He knows you more than you know yourself. He provides. He's the great provider. Hallelujah. We thank God for yet another bright day. God has blessed us today with a woman of God, Reverend Dr. Patrick Kidwell, a prophet and a teacher, an evangelist, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's going to be sharing with us today. And I tell you, we shall all be blessed. Every one of us is going to be blessed. God has been using her mightily to preach in churches and conferences, crusades and revivals all over the world. Her radio ministry reaches millions of people around the globe. And our church is a revival center where so many people come and receive the blessings of God. She's going to be sharing with us whatever God lay in her heart. But before she comes on, I want to thrill you with one more song to prepare our hearts for the prophet of God who's going to minister to us today. This song says, He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He has surely provided for us. Provide for me. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He will surely provide for you and provide for me. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He will surely provide for me and provide for you. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He has surely provided for me and provide for you. Hallelujah. God is a loving God. He's a caring God. He knows your need. I tell you, when I woke up this morning and this Rhema word came into my spirit, He is our great provider. He is more than enough. His name is Jehovah Jireh. You remember the story in Genesis 22, God told Abraham, He said, go and make a sacrifice for me with your son Isaac, your only son Isaac. And Abraham obeyed to the letter. He took his son and he was about to offer his son on Mount Moriah when God said, stop, Abraham. I know you obey me and I'm going to bless you because you obey me. And the scripture says, Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh. God shall provide. Genesis 22 verse 14. God shall provide. And again in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, the great apostle Paul has this for you. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, all those words are for you this morning. See, my God shall supply all your need. In this time of economic depression, a lot of people are in lack and need and want. But you see, this word, this Rhema word that came this morning, it just came from the Spirit. See, God is a great provider. You know, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. I don't care what need you have today. You may be sick. You may be disturbed. You may have some financial issues. You may have some problems and some needs in your life that have met. I got good news for you. By the time you hear this word of God this morning, as you tune in, I tell you something good is happening to you right now. You'll never be the same again. The God that provides shall provide and supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I don't care what need you have right now. There is a God that meets every need. He's available right now as we enjoy this word of God this morning. God bless you all. Get ready to receive what God has for you. We welcome God's servant, the woman of God, Reverend Dr. Patricia Kilwa. She is going to minister the word of God to us. And I tell you, you will all be blessed in the name of Jesus. Over to you, woman of God. You are welcome to this program to bless the people with the word of God that God has laid in your heart. God bless you, my welcome in Jesus' name. Over to you.
Good morning, Reverend Stephen John. God bless you and what you're doing for God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I just
want to
know that you can hear me so that because if you can hear me, then everybody can hear me.
Yes.
So just tell me you can hear me, right?
Yeah, we are all hearing you.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. I'm Dr. Patrick Kidwell, and today is a very important day. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about is team ministry. But before then, we have to pray. Prayer is the thing that holds us on. Because the people of this world And this world that we live in, even though the Bible says we're not part of it, but we have to pray in order for us to go by the daily stuff that we do. So we have to pray every day, every hour, as a matter of fact. So I encourage everybody to pray. So this morning, let us pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that every power assigned to disgrace us must scatter today in the name of Jesus. Because, you know, there are so many people who are just, you know, looking to harass or embarrass or but today, by the blood of Jesus, every power assigned to disgrace us scatter in Jesus' name. And power of periodic problems in our lives must break today too.
Amen.
Powerful station. And because it's a powerful station, powerful words have to be coming out of it. So dream pollution must die. Because the enemy comes into a dream and tries to pollute it so that you wouldn't really get the message. But today we come against it, and dream pollution must die in the name of Jesus. Power of God must follow up every problem in Jesus' name. Every problem that you have in your life, and you're on this line, or you're listening to the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, every problem must be swallowed in Jesus' name. The power of God will swallow all our problems. In the name of Jesus, no matter what the problem is, marital, relationship, home, finances, ministry, church, everything, the power of God will swallow up every problem in Jesus' name. And I nullify by the blood of Jesus every dream of swimming in the water, eating strange food, sleeping with somebody, running without stopping. Every satanic crowd gathered to mock us must scatter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then no contrary power within our families shall have peace. Because even, when there's a proverb that says the enemy within is the one that brings in the enemy without. So, by the blood of Jesus, if anyone is in our family and has a contrary spirit, we pray to God today that they will not have peace. Because we have to demolish that principality that is inside them. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. But the principality inside them, by the power of God, they will not have peace. Every foundational barrier to greatness be destroyed. There are some people who don't want us to be great. There are some people who don't want us to go places and do the things of God. Today we destroy their power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the blood of Jesus erase every evil record fashioned against us. Every evil record fashioned against us at any place, in high places, low places, sad places, everywhere. May the blood of Jesus erase every evil record today in the name of Jesus. So no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And we overthrow every wicked law programmed against our life. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And every wicked law programmed against our lives, today, by the blood of Jesus, we overthrow it. Yes. Every evil veil that the enemy is using to cover our face, God remove them today in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And then we shake out seasons of failure and frustration from our life. You must shake it out. Shake your body. Shake it out. We shake out seasons of failures and frustration from our life. You know, like some people, pastor, they say, it runs in their family, or this month is that, or that month is that. We shake off all that seasons out by the blood, the anointing of Jesus Christ, in the name of God. We shall not claim anything that is of God. We shall only emanate those things that come out of the mind of God. We are children of God. We are the sons of God. God loves us, and there's no stigma that any man can put on us, because God has cleansed us by the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so we break every dream dedication to water spirit in the name of Jesus. Because when you are on the airwaves and you are pushing out this kind of, speaking the word of God and introducing Jesus Christ, you have to also diminish the power of the enemy, because we don't want to come on the air and just act like, you know, we are weak people. So we have to let the enemy know that we are strong in God. Amen.
Amen.
So God will spend his investment in our life. We are, God has invested in us. And so he will defend his investment in our life. He will not let the enemy just come and just rocking us and go just like that. So God is always defending us. He is our strength. Amen. Our Lord refreshes every dry area of our life by pouring the oil of anointing upon us even today, and the man of God and everyone that is hearing, that the fresh anointing of God will be poured upon your head today, this morning, in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So having pushed us forward, I believe that you're already blessed just by this prayer. I believe that you're already blessed and that God is doing a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I just want to applaud the man of God for staying, you know, for standing and staying on the rock of ages to know that this mission that we have has to go on. And we cannot allow the enemy to stop us. Nothing can stop us, and nothing can separate us from our God. Nothing can separate us. In the name of Jesus, nothing will separate us from the love of our God. Nothing can separate us from our Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter how they put it together, no weapon formed against us, we shall not be separated from our Lord God Almighty. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. So I wanted to talk about team ministry. And the reason why I wanted to talk about team ministry is because if you look at the ministries and the, you know, assemblies and everything, one of the things that the enemy uses to fight the ministry is teamwork. He refused that the people will come together, they will be a team. Two can chase 10,000. One can only chase 1,000. So you can see from just the scriptures, just by that scripture, that God intends us to be in a team, to be together, to fellowship together and work together and demonstrate God together. So I believe in that scripture very much, and that's why I'm able to come up with this developing team ministry this morning, so somebody can be blessed and know that, yes, sometimes you want to be alone, but you're not lonely, because sometimes God deals with us individually and make us to be still sometimes. But what I'm talking about this morning is about actually teaming up, when you are in a team and what you should expect and what you should not do so as to make that team popular and make that team be strong. And again, one of the things is prayer. We are all to pray. Now, there's what I call memory verse, and the memory verse is from Ephesians 2:19-20 that says that now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That can be found in the book of Ephesians 2:19-20. So what am I saying? That the purpose of this session is to establish a team mentality. We must be able to establish a team mentality. Again, that is one of the things that the devil is using against the assemblies. In the name of Jesus, we are going to rebuke it, and we are going to be educated so we can walk in the power of God. So we are to establish a team mentality, co-laboring for the kingdom of God. We will investigate and lay down the scriptural foundation and benefits of team ministry. So we will reveal important principles and elements found in effective team ministry. So we are going to be talking about effective team ministry. One of the things I would quickly like to say, and I will quote some scriptures, and you can always go back and read it, you know. But one of the things that I would like to say is that the Trinity is the ultimate team. You can see the Godhead is composed of three separate personalities in perfect union. Romans 1:20 told us that for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So you can also see that in Colossians. But Romans 1:20 clearly speaks that the Godhead is composed of three separate personalities in perfect union. So God himself has demonstrated to us what teamwork is all about. Now, in the creation of the world, John 1:1-3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So in the creation of the world, you saw the Godhead in it. Now, in the creation of man, Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That is God's head in the creation of man. See, the word is let us. So we have the creation of the world. We have the creation of the man. Now, in the baptism of Jesus Christ, Matthew 3:16 to 17 says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up, straightway up out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, this is a demonstration of the union of the Godhead speaking from the heaven unto the earth to his team. Remember that we said that Jesus Christ, the ultimate team is the Trinity. Amen? And so the fourth one is the believer's salvation. The believer's salvation says the Father draws sinners. The Holy Spirit convicts. The Son saves. That is Matthew 28:19. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is very important because God already demonstrated to us what teamwork is all about. And that's why the union in heaven is a perfect union. And it's a demonstration of what God wants us to do, even in the assemblies, in the churches, in the ministry. Praise the Lord. Now, Ephesians 4:16. I'm only using these scriptures to back up what I am saying, so you don't think that I'm saying all of this from my head. Because these are the scriptures that are guiding what we are supposed to be doing as teamwork. So Jesus Christ himself, or the Trinity himself, has told us about how we are to demonstrate teamwork. Now, the church is a team. Ephesians 4:16 says that, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and comparted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That is, the teamwork is a church. Now, teamwork increases effectiveness, because I know that somebody will ask, oh, why do I have to team up with somebody? Why all these, things going on all over the earth? What is going on in the churches? I don't like to team up with everybody. I just like to be by myself. Okay, let me tell you this one. There is teamwork increases effectiveness. If you can get the right team, or get yourself into the right team, or form a right team, people who are alike, thinking like you, will be a great team to work with. Because teamwork increases effectiveness. How does that do that? One of these is that reproduction is based upon teamwork. I said earlier, when the scripture teaches us that one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. There's a difference between 1,000 and the 9,000. There's a lot right there. So reproduction is based upon teamwork. Be fruitful and multiply. That is what the scripture says. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, five benefits to the team ministry concept. These are the concepts. The book of Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says that two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up the fellow. But woe to him that is alone, when he falleth, he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And the threefold cord is not quickly broken. And we know that. That is the scriptures right there backing up this thing that we are talking about, team ministry. Now, in team ministry, you can get provision, abilities to join. You can get security. You can get comfort. You can get protection. You can get strength. So those are, the reasons why you must, have a team that you work with. Again, it is provision, it is strength, it is security, it is comfort, it is protection. Teamwork multiplies the effect of any given vision. Being dependent, not dependent, is the way into your destiny. I always say this. I say your destiny is attached to somebody else's. So you cannot be alone. But because you don't want to be alone, doesn't mean that every team is what you're supposed to be with. You have to check out the team that you are joining. Amen? So one of the things that I came up with this is that additional benefits of teamwork can also, I can also say that it brings safety and balance. And it exemplifies church body life. It lightens one's load and takes the pressure off. No one has to do it all. You cannot do it all by yourself. You don't even know how to do it all by yourself. But it provides for shared ownership with rank and order and authority. Now, examples of team activation. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark 6, verse 7, Jesus sent the 12 out two by two. the book of Matthew 28:19, Jesus commissioned the church to evangelize. Leviticus 26:8 and Deuteronomy 32:30. One can chase 1,000 and two, but 10 can put 10 to flight. And then Acts 13:1-3, Paul and Barnabas were sent as a team for apostolic church planting. Proverbs 6:6-8, Ants model the effectiveness of a team. So you see the team activation right there. Jesus laid it out and the scriptures told us about it. Now, important factors found in effective teams. A team can be defined as to yoke together a group of people, a group of people consulting or constituting one side in a competition, or to join in a cooperative activity. So we can actually define a team like that. So if you are in a church team, you know that you are yoking together, you are a group working together, you are a group of people constituting one side in a competition, or you are to join in cooperative activity. So all of these things are really there. And so we just want to, like, team ministry is a group of people who are laboring, action, together. Unity is an authorized way ordered to accomplish a common objective purpose. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the purpose is why something exists or the reason it was created. It becomes your cause. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also going to talk about the order, because we have to have order. There has to be order. Can you hear me? Are you still hearing me very well?
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, okay, now, God is a God structure. God knows the benefit of order. God the Father is a team leader. Every team needs a leader, co-leader, and members. And so, that is the order. The unity is the ability to live together in harmony and agreement with related parts to make up a complex or systematic whole, having similar values and principles of one mind and spirit. So we must be in order, we must be in unity, because we are talking about we coming together principally in cooperation, in coordination and communication. We must communicate, we must cooperate with each other, and we must coordinate together. If we are to be in a team ministry, you know, if we are to join a team ministry, well, those are very important, vital issues that we need to do. Then I'm talking about ability, that is ability to speak of the power to perform. Then action, vision, the spirit. And if I go on and on like that, you are going to be so, you know, we're going to be very much out of 1 hour because of the time. Now, faithfulness also. God is a faithful God. Humility, we have to be to some people, you know, don't just know what humility is. Preferring one another in love. Flexible in sending other people's seeing other people's concepts. And then willing to receive correction and discipline. Loyalty is one of it, demonstrated in the word itself, you know, because you can see the loyalty of the teamwork even in the heavens. So we encourage one another's God-given talents by acknowledging and sharing God in each other. Then we will all excel beyond our own expectations. So those are the things that would help us in team ministry when we put it together. When, you know, but one of the things that I also want to talk on is that who is in your team? You have to establish a team, and then you have to find out who is in your team. Then we have to look at people in our team to be people of character, you know, sacrificial attitude. People who have servant's heart. Even the Bible talks about that in Mark 10:43. Whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That is a servant's heart and a submissive spirit. Submissive spirit, which is a teachable spirit, because you cannot have somebody in your team who does not like to submit, does not have a servant heart, cannot submit to anything. The book of Hebrew even talks about submissive spirit, which is Hebrew 13 and verse 17. Obey them that are have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and with and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. Then you have somebody who has a willingness to commit. A willingness to commit. A lot of people are not committed to anything. They just do things. They're not committed to it. They don't follow up. They don't push for it. They don't want to see. You know, you have to push for things to make it happen. Praise the Lord. And faithfulness is one of the things that I would not like to avoid. You know, faithfulness in areas of attendance. You call for meetings. People will not show or responsibilities and service in one's personal Christian life. We must live that kind of, you know, character life and in relationship to leadership and others. You are a leader, you must be a leader of character. Praise the Lord. And we are back that up with 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required by in stewards that a man be found faithful. The book of Luke 19 and 17 also says something about it. It says, and his shakam, he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, thou have authority over 10 cities. That is what we are talking about, a teachable spirit, a love for people, a willingness to be adjusted, corrected, diligence. We all have to have this if we are in a team, being personally motivated, because the reason why the teams are not standing for more than 3 days, people form teams, and in less than 2 days, it's gone. It's no longer there. It's because of all these things that we have been talking about that is not there. Now, if you have a good team that is really running, good, God bless you. But one of the things that I would like to say is that there are potential problems even in a good team. And one of the potential problems that can actually rock a team is jealousy. One starts murmuring against another, it divides and harms. So the spirit of jealousy is one of the spirits that we have to remove, even in the assemblies and the churches and the gatherings and amongst the leaders and even in our teamwork. One of the other things is dissatisfaction. Other people pressurizing people in your team. Oh, yes, in our team we do this, we do that. My team is better than yours. Come over to my team. All those kind of things. Dissatisfaction is one of the problems. Then discouragement. Maybe they're not getting enough of what they want and coming from improper comparison. Well, just like I said earlier, in that team they do this. In our church we do this. In your church they don't do that. Those kind of things. If God has sent you into a team, stay there and be committed and see what God is going to use you through that team. And the last one of that is a wrong motive. There are so many people who are in a team for wrong reasons. And what I mean is that a wrong perspective is viewing a present ministry team position as a stepping stone. So you are looking for a stepping stone into something, to a greater position in one's own ministry. That has motive behind it. You must be committed to what you are doing. God by himself will promote you. You know, because every team member must know that he or she is placed according to God's purpose and God's pleasure, and that it is the best for them. The local house and the kingdom, the outlook will bring fulfillment and security. Now, one of the things that I say is benefits of team ministry to team training. We, as much as I spoke about the problems in the teamwork, there are also benefits. Well, praise the Lord. Now, the benefits of team ministry, hallelujah, I need to drink a little water, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, benefits of team ministry in team is that one of these is it's a place to discover one's potential. When you are in a team and you are committed, you begin to see more of your potential, because if you are in the right team, they will allow you to do things that you yourself don't even know that you knew how to do, and your potentials begin to come out. Now, you will be recognized because there is no limitation in your capacity. You will be stretched, you know, in new areas of responsibilities and functions. Team members can glean wisdom by learning from their counsel, because if you are in a teamwork and you are committed, there's somebody in your team who can also, you can learn from. We all just need to learn from each other, because nobody knows it all. If we can just, you know, be committed to learning from each other without looking down on a team member, we will have a very great team. Praise God. Now, one of the things, again, that I will mention is the team is like a safety net. When you have a team, you have somebody to pray for you. You have somebody who is thinking like you. When you call for prayer, they don't ask you, why are you trying to pray? Because they already know you that much, they are praying. You see, that is teamwork. It's a safety net. And then one of the things is that you can also develop faster in team ministry skills, in leadership, in boldness, in grace, tact, and ability. You will grow. You will learn from experience of the senior people who are in the team. So that's you know, practical things that we ought to be, you know, looking at and working out and doing the things that God wants us to do. You know, practical ways to train up people. So join the team that will train you, that will you will learn from and you will grow from. Don't have any motives or anything that not in line. And I say this, I say God is establishing us in the present truth. Like, there are so many things that are going on, even in the world, even in the churches, even everywhere. There's everything going on. But God is talking and is establishing us in the present truth. And the present truth is the fact that God wants us to know him from all aspects of him. We just don't want to see that Moses saw the backside of God, and that's all we are going to be stuck in. The Bible talks about his eyes glued on us, his nostril breathing on us, his mouth speaking life into us, his ears is hearing us, his heart is beating for us. So we want to see and know all of those areas of God so that we can begin to get close more and more to God and really know who we are. Because nobody can particularly say, I know God, all of that. Because God is a humongous God, is a big God. No particular person can say, I know him. But as much as we are chasing him and we are pursuing him, that's the reason why he knows that we want to know more and more of who our God is. So today, we just want to bless God because we are striving to know God more. We are striving to be in his presence. We are striving that he will pour that oil of anointing that he has promised, that we only come from the presence of God, that he will continue to pour his oil upon us, which will be a seal of approval of him, that anywhere we go to, we are the children of God, we are the sons of God. And so that oil is going to stay on us as an approval, a sign of approval from our God. The mighty God that we, almighty God that we serve, he is an awesome God. He is a glorious God. And so today, in the name of Jesus, we thank God that just those little things that I touched on is going to be of great help to somebody who is going to hear it and begin to find how they can team up with the right person, a person that has your vision, that is sharing your vision, that understands. I know some people who say that if you tell them about a vision that God showed to you or a revelation that you received, they will say, oh, well, I didn't see it. You don't have to see it. It's not your vision. It's my vision. So you follow my vision if you believe and in support of me. So those kind of people you want to avoid, because once they start telling you, I didn't see it, you don't have to see it. All you have to do is pray. I saw it, and all of us don't have to see it. But when I see it, then follow. So this is the vision that the man of God see. He's on the radio because he saw it. We don't have to figure out, I don't see you on the radio. What we can figure out is that we are supporting you. We are praying for you, for this vision that God has showed to you. Because he wants us to take the word even to the ends of the earth, to the four corners of this world. Every corner must hear it. And any way that they have to hear it, they must hear it. Now I don't have to hear that vision that God showed the man of God, but I can support the man of God. Because I don't have to hear what he hears. Because I hear other things that God wants me to do. And all he can do is to support me. And don't ask or don't act like, you know, this is not meant for you. You don't know what is meant for anybody. God is the source to everyone. And God will use all the resources around to get his word to the ends of the world, just like he said he will do in the book of the law, which is the scriptures. Amen. So we are in the legalism of God. We walk in God. That is who we have our being. And he said in the Bible that our time is in the hands of God. So if our time is in the hands of God, we know that this is the time for prosperity and for wealth and for information and for knowledge, because he said, my people perish not because they have cancer or they have any kind of disease. He said they perish for lack of knowledge. So if we just begin to open up and begin to find knowledge and wisdom and ask God to open up heaven upon us, open our minds, our set mind, and change some things in there, we will begin to move forward and move, you know, into greatness of God, and the glory of God we show in our life in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to conclude right now, and we're just going to bless God. We're just going to pray in the name of Jesus that everyone that will hear this message will be of good information to them to begin to do the things that God wants them to do. And for everyone who is of rage in the airwaves, that we try to mute this voice or mute this radio, God will cut them off the glory of God by himself in the name of Jesus, because the airwave is the most difficult place to do things. So we send the arrow of God, the fire of God into the airwaves to clear the way so that the people of God will get this message and be blessed, and we continue to tune into this radio so the blessing of God will continue to shower upon them in the name of Jesus. And every damage that the enemy has done to any part of your body, today we call for healing power of God to descend upon this air, this radio, and all the people who will be hearing, that the power of God will descend upon you and the healing power of God will begin to walk through all of you. And I bless you with the word of God. Pour out the blood of Jesus upon everyone and even on this radio station. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for his family. We give you praise, O God. And we thank you for everyone who is tuning in and hearing this, even after the broadcast, that you, God, only are God, in the name of Jesus. My name is Dr. Patrick Kidwell, and the host can now come in and just, you know, bless us with what God has laid upon us.
Praise God. Thank you so much, prophet of God. We are so edified this morning with those anointed teachings of the word of God. I tell you, something good has happened to us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We thank God for that. Quickly, we have just 18 minutes to go. I want her to tell us about her ministry and upcoming events. She has a special program coming up, the launching of her CD. It's a song, songs God gave her to sing to bless humanity. It will be launched very soon. She's going to tell us about that. We have 17 minutes to go. She's going to tell us about that quickly. Dr. Patrick, tell us about your place of worship and hours of worship, and then about your forthcoming events, the launching of your CD, and what dates and venue. Tell us about that so that those people who want to key in and come and attend, they can have an idea what it's all about.
Praise the Lord. God gave me some inspirational songs that I put into, you know, the CD. Actually, God led me to have this CD. It was not something that I was, you know, working on or wanted to do, because I do a lot of things. I do outreach ministry. I do preaching and do all kinds of things. So I was not even looking into that area. But praise the Lord, God said there's giftings in us, and all the giftings in us, the more we get close to God, God is going to be releasing it. So I just bless God that he brought out that gift in me. And that's because many people have been enjoying the way that I just sing just naturally, and it sends them into another rhyme in the spirit, and they are blessed. So they always told me, but I did not put so much attention onto that until now. And so this CD came out. I just actually just completed it, and I'm launching it. And I know it's going to be of tremendous blessing to people. You play it in your car or before you go to sleep or stuff like that. You are going to be inspired, and God is going to visit you as soon as you begin to find yourself in the rhyme that I had gone to pick up this music, to pick up the words and stuff like that. So I just thank God that on May 15, we are going to be launching it in this address of 5215 Marlboro Pike in Capitol Heights, okay? So we just want you to come out there and bless us on that day. And my telephone number is 1-866-329-7486. You can call, and we will give you more direction on how to get out there so you can be of support. You can pick up your own copy also. And God is doing great stuff in our ministry. You know, God has been using me to do conferences and teaching the people and opening up their minds and talking about it, especially when you talk about the present truth, you know, because I believe that if God is raising new Moses, because the old Moses saw the backside of God, and we are the new Moses. We want to see every part of God so that we don't have to be the judge to anyone. God has not allowed us to judge. That's because he knows that you don't know the whole of him. That's why he said, don't judge anybody, because you really don't know the whole of me. So if you see somebody who is, all your personality is supposed to be used of God. So somebody is wearing shoes, somebody's not wearing shoes, some people wear high heels, some people just prefer flat. All of that is the glory of God. All of that. Some people are big size, some people are smaller size. All of that is the glory of God. Some people like great, you know, traveling, or some people don't like aphobic. That is just all on the personality, and everything that is not consistent with the word of God, then we will ask God to deliver us, because already he is delivering us every blessed day of our life. God takes his time to deliver us from all kinds of things that is in our way. Amen. So I just want to encourage everybody this morning about the great things that God is doing in our ministry, and how you can be part of us, or you want us to bless you with the word of God. We are always ready. Again, the telephone number is 1-866-329-7486. You know, call us. We are always ready to bless you with the word of God. Amen. And we thank God again for what God is doing. The CD, again, is going to be launched May 15, and we are looking forward to seeing you. God bless you.
Yeah, May 15 by 1 p.m. at the Miracle Ground, 5215 Marlboro Pike, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. We want you all to come over there. We are also going there too. We want to be a part of what God is doing. And we want all of you to come with your families and friends. And let's support the woman of God, support the ministry God has given to her. We need to help one another, minister to one another. James 5, verse 15, James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, pray for one another that you may be healed. You see, our website is www.patrakidwell.com, patrakidwell.com, patrakidwell.com. You get more information about upcoming events and so on. And I tell you, when you support servants of God, you are supporting God. You are saying, God, I'm part of what you are doing, and I want to get the blessing of participating. So let's be praying for this program, and I know it's going to be a blessing. I listened to the CD myself yesterday, and I could see the anointing of God vibrating through this CD. It's going to really bless humanity. And so that's what it's all about. We have just 11 minutes to go. I have one more song for you before we say a closing prayer. This song says, all the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should take glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to our God, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should take glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to our God. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should take glory to himself. Oh, that glory must be. Oh, that glory must be. Oh, that glory must be to our God. Oh, that glory must be to our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should take glory to himself. Oh, the glory must be. Oh, the glory must be. Oh, the glory must be to thy Lord. I tell you, we must give glory to God for what he's doing, because it's not by our power, not by our might that we have stayed up to today. It is the grace of God. You know, we need to give God glory for us. You wake up in the morning, you take your bath, you're going out, you're walking, you're coming in, and you're going out. And with all what is happening around the world today, you can see that it's not really that we are holier than some people. That's why we are surviving. It's the grace of God, and we need to give glory to God. So remember to give glory to God today, wherever you go. Tomorrow we have another section by 9 a.m. to 10. It's always 1 hour. And I tell you, God is doing great things. Feel free to call us, Reverend Dr. Stephen Johns, Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Send us your prayer request. Let us know what God is doing. Send us your testimony. You can email us, OurOfMiraclesRadio@juno.com. OurOfMiraclesRadio@juno.com. You can visit our website, OurOfMiraclesTV.net. OurOfMiraclesTV.net. We invite you to fellowship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. On Saturday, 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, 3 p.m. And then Monday, Tuesday, we have a Resurrection Power Seminar. We're going to be teaching on the Resurrection Power of God and how you can have the Resurrection Power of God in your life and ministry and family. Come with your friends and families. We want to be a blessing to you. The doors are open for you. Come and receive what God is doing. Men and women of God are going to be sharing, and God is going to bless so many people. We love you. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Amen. Heavenly Father, bless everyone who have had your word now. Let your word be a place in their lives. Let your word take root in their lives in Jesus' name. Let them be doers and not just hearers only in the name of Jesus. Father, bless your people today in Jesus' name. Amen.